Hello, you're listening to Together Forever. We're giving you tips that will help you, a happy couple, to remain that way. We've been looking at money, a lot of the problems that crop up, and how we can prevent them. And last time, we looked at the importance of being open with how much you make and what it's used for, and just having no secrets when it comes to money. Manja, what are we going to look at today?
Today, I'd like us to look into getting out of debt.
Oh, yes.
I say this because many times we find ourselves in situations where we are, the bulk of our income goes to service debt. And that stifles our growth. Sometimes our debt exceeds our income.
That's dangerous.
It's dangerous, where what you owe people is, or in situations, or is far more than what you earn. So you know that at the end of the month, or whenever it is that you get your income, you will not be able to pay everybody. So this month you pay these and you don't pay those, and next month you pay these and you don't pay those, and you're always a victim of interest. And so I want today to talk about how to get out of debt. The first thing you do is take a piece of paper and a pen, something you'd write with, and write down all of your debts, all of your bills. This is how much you owe this person, from the smallest amount to the largest amount. Write them down. Write the exact amounts of money that you owe. Put down how much money you do earn. And start paying off those debts from the smallest amount. Sometimes you are tempted to start with a big one. I would say start with a small one. The reason why I would say start with the smallest amount is because even experts will agree that once you've paid off a 100 rand bill, 100 rand debt, you can then use that 100 rand to pay the next great bill that you have, the next largest bill that you have. And if you focus on the largest bill, it may take you a while before you sort that out, and you don't see any sense of progress. But as you pay off the bills, the progress motivates you. And even though you are paying off the smaller debts, as you tick them off, you see the progress, and the money from the smaller debts is able to help you sort out the bigger debts. So start with the smaller ones. And with the smaller ones, I always say start with walking debts before you deal with posted debts. What do I mean by that? If you owe me 500 rand and you owe a furniture shop 500 rand, best bet is for you to pay me first.
Okay.
Because you're not going to see a furniture shop in town. You're not going to see a furniture shop in church. You're not going to run into a furniture shop at the supermarket. You're not going to run into a furniture shop when you're out with your kids on an outing at a funeral. You don't have to keep on running away and dodging a furniture shop. They'll send you a bill once a month. But with me, if you run into me 10 times that week, you have to give me 10 explanations.
Okay.
Sometimes you have to keep on avoiding me. And that can elevate your stress levels, and it can affect your health. It can affect the way you live. It can even mess up a relationship. So I would always say, try and sort out debts that you have from people before you get into institutions. And secondly, institutions are usually more flexible than people. You can write to an institution and say, I cannot pay you 500 rand a month for the next 2 months, for the next 2 years. I'd like to pay you 300 rands for the next 2.5 years, whatever the amount works out to over 2.5 years. You can do that with institutions. And institutions are more open to restructuring your debt for you to pay it over a longer period of time. But people are not. I'm not going to give you 1,000 rand. You come tell me you're going to give me 100 rand over 10 months. I didn't give you 1,000 rand over 10 months. I gave you in 1 month. So you give me my 1,000 rand in 1 month.
Yeah.
So people are usually less accommodating than institutions. You can't write to me and tell me you this. Yes, you can sometimes, but the reaction will not be a very positive reaction.
And then usually the people we borrow from are people we know on a personal level.
That's true. And that affects relationships. So start with those. Get them out of the way.
Okay.
Start with the smallest. Now, it may be possible that you need to pay a whole bunch of them at the same time, and you cannot. My advice is go and be upfront. Have an uncomfortable conversation where you say, I can't pay you. I've even advised and been involved in assisting people in writing down a note to the person to say, I'm in a financial problem. Can I pay you, instead of paying you your entire 1,000 rand this month, can I pay you in 2 months' time and in 2 installments? The person will be angry, but it's on paper. They may call you and tell you, I want my money now. Stand your ground and say, I'm sorry. Don't be arrogant. Don't try to be funny because it's their money. just stand there and then say, I can't, I'll have to pay you over the period of money. And then work out how you're going to pay these debts, starting from the smallest to the greatest of the debts. Start with people before you come to institutions. That would be the advice that I would give. So that's how you get out of debt. Start with the small ones, get to the big ones. And as soon as you finish a debt, please don't replace it with another one.
Yeah.
Don't replace it with another one. You will find that with many stores, because their business is to make money, once you finish a debt, all of a sudden they offer you A, B, C, D, and a line of credit for you to come and buy things again on debt.
Even if you were slow to pay off the previous one.
As long as you've paid it up, they're willing to make more money from you. So please do not replace debt with debt. Try to pay up. There are certain debts that will be long-term debts. Your house may be long-term. The car may be long-term. Sometimes furniture is medium to long-term, 3 to 5 years. But generally, try to stay out of debt. When you buy clothing on credit, you see a pair of shoes. If that pair of shoes costs 10 rand, and of course there's no pair of shoes that cost 10 rand today, it's just an example. If it costs 10 rand, it's 10 rand for people who are buying cash. Mm-hmm. For you buying on credit, it's not 10 rand. It may actually be 20 rand.
True.
Because over 12 months, you will have paid interest. So imagine everything, when you see prices in the store, when you see prices on any shop, those are cash prices. Those are not your prices as someone who's going to be buying things on credit, because you still have to pay interest on
interest.
Those things. Still have to pay interest.
And that's where these guys make their money.
That's where they make their money. So if you want your money to go further, pay off your debt, and yes, you will have things you want to buy, try and move towards cash. People will say, I don't have the cash. Trust me, if you can buy things on credit, you have the cash. Anyone who's paying 500 rands to service an account, that person has 6,000 rand a year towards clothing or to whatever that account is. So if you have a clothing account where you pay 500 rands to service a debt, you could take that 500 rands, put it in a separate account so that when you do want to buy clothing, there's money idling. So instead of you paying for something that you're wearing, rather put that money aside. Mm. Put that money aside so that when you need to buy clothing, you use that money to go buy clothing. So it's important for you to start seeing debt as the enemy. There is something called good debt.
Okay. Interesting.
Yes. That is your bond for your house.
The house. Okay, fine.
That's good debt. Sometimes you go and take out a mortgage to buy a second house, and you find that when you rent it out, the rental exceeds the mortgage or the bond that you're paying back. So that debt that you got from the bank is actually good debt, because it's making you more money that you did not have. See what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
So you're paying back 3,000 rand a month for your bond, and the person paying rent is paying in 5,000 rand. So had you not made this debt, what happened? You would not have the extra 2,000. So there's something called good debt. So not all debt is bad, but debt where you are servicing things, where you're paying for clothing, paying for furniture, credit card. Credit card is one of the highest debts. Credit card, that's bad debt. If you owe people money, people usually have huge amounts of interest, 20, 30, 50, sometimes 100% interest. That is bad, bad debt. If that debt is not helping you to make more money, it's bad debt. That's it. It's bad debt.
Simple as that.
It's as simple as that. If it's not your house or it's not making you make more money, it's bad debt. So let's try and get out of that one. Smallest to the largest, and talk to the people you owe money. If you need to pay them, other than in the times and in the ways that you've agreed upon them, talk. Don't run away. Don't hide. Don't be quiet, because you sound criminal and you sound dishonest. Be proactive. Talk, especially with banks and other institutions. If you go up front and you talk, they're willing to listen, because they want their money at the end of the day.
Hmm. Wow. Thanks for that, man. So, guys, remember, if you are in debt, get out of it as soon as possible. And do your best not to get into bad debt. If you must, make sure it's good debt, the type that will make you more money. Until next time, I'm Dumisani Mfune.
And I'm Mandla Lupondwana.